Welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. My topic today is, what does change and transition look like? This weekend, I am one of the speakers at a leadership conference online. The link to the event is in this post. Hope you can join us. The theme is change and transition. There are many ways to think about change and transition, but I want to offer an example from David's life. In Psalm 42, verse 3, David spoke of negative change in this way. He said, "My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, 'Where is your God?'" The pain of what he was going through felt like having tears for food day and night. He also said that others said to him, "Where is your God?" I remember these words from a webinar I was a part of a couple years ago. The speaker, Paul Scanlon, said, "Change is inevitable. Transition is intentional." He said that change is an event. Transition is a process that we enter into. And finally, change is unchosen. Change happens to us, but transition is how we respond to change. David did not choose what had happened to him, but his positive response became part of his transition out of the difficulty. He said in Psalm 42, verse 4, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a holy feast." David spoke of pouring out his soul within him, which is a reference to casting his cares on the Lord and putting his trust in God. Then he spoke of going into the house of God with others. He understood that transition always involves God. It also involves others, but not just anybody. David said he would go in with those who also had the voice of joy and praise. That's good. Notice that when a negative change happened to David, he transitioned to a place of focusing on the Lord, connecting with encouraging people, and finding his voice of joy and praise. Below is a link to my message from last Sunday, Where Joy Comes From, Finding Your Voice of Joy and Praise. So then, change might be unchosen, but you get to transition through it by what you decide to do. God bless and be encouraged.